fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 7th day of December, year of our Lord 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Proper tip of the day, get a twofer today. Two for one. First of all, start small. Get your basic field gear together, your bug out, bug home bag. It's simple, doesn't take a whole lot of time or a whole lot of money. Get it together, keep it with you. If you have a motor vehicle, keep it in your motor vehicle so you can get home if the vehicle stops running due to EMP. The second proper tip of the day, store salt. If you live 100 miles or more from an ocean and there's a long-term crisis, salt will become very, very valuable. Listen carefully. Human beings cannot live without salt. This is a true statement. Human beings cannot live without salt. Right now, salt is very inexpensive. You can buy 25-pound bags, very cheap. Get the iodized salt. We learned decades ago that lack of iodine in people's diets was making them sick. You can buy 1-pound containers. You can buy 25-pound bags. I've got about a quarter ton stored up personally for barter purposes in the future. I keep the Himalayan pink sea salt for myself and my family's use. So that's your prepper tip of the day, a twofer. I'm very concerned about the situation with North Korea. People I know and respect and trust share my concern. I just recently ordered 3 bottles of potassium iodide, shipping one to my daughter's family up in Seattle, one to my mother-in-law, and one to keep here at my home. Potassium iodide is a dietary supplement that if you are thinking you might be exposed to radiation, you consume this. It goes to your thyroid and helps prevent the thyroid from absorbing radiation because it's already absorbed the potassium iodide. That's a good thing. Let's go back to salt a little bit. This is pretty important. It salt may be one of the most ideal long-term storage things as you could ever want to keep, assuming you live more than 100 miles from an ocean, because ocean water can be easily turned into sea salt very quickly and inexpensively. That's why I say 100 miles or more from an ocean. And people figure it out pretty quick and start making sea salt for personal use and barter. Salt. Cold won't bother it. Heat won't bother it. Insects won't bother it. Right now, thieves won't bother it. In the future, of course, that would change. Why would somebody steal something that is so cheap? You're not going to take a 50-pound bag of salt to the local pawn shop and get any money for it. They'll look at you like you got two heads. So, yes, store up a lot of salt. A quarter ton, 500 pounds. It won't take up that much space. And you've stored up a lot of very valuable product for use in the future. There's been some discussion about the North Korean missile not making re-entry successfully, that it broke up before re-entering into the atmosphere. My response is a big so what? A big so what? They don't need to re-enter the atmosphere. They'll have better results if they want to harm the most Americans with shooting off one of these missiles. They'll get the most effect by not re-entering the atmosphere and exploding this thing up 100 or 200 miles above the surface of the Earth. That's where they're going to get the most effect with EMP. If it's done in the daytime, people won't know it even went off, because the flash would be blanked out by the sun. Be no noise. You have to have air to transmit noise. You can't transmit noise through a vacuum of space. At 200 miles up, there's not enough air to transmit any noise. No blast effect. No radiation effect. Just a microsecond of electromagnetic pulse that takes out pretty much everything that makes our world work in the way that it does work. I wrote an alert. It's posted at my website. Go to the top of my homepage, thelibertyman.com, the very top, right-hand side, black and red, JR's alert. And let's see here. November 27th, 2017. Click on that. I'm going to read this to you all slowly. This is dated 27th of November. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been discussing the clear and present danger of an EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack, on the United States for a number of years. I've read authoritative books by experts like Dr. Peter Pryor, the former head of the now defunct, as of September, by the way, U.S. Commission on EMP. I've interviewed Dr. Pryor on my show. I've read his books. Until recently, I felt that the failure of the federal government to protect the national power grid was just another example of an inadvertent result of our very dysfunctional swamp in Washington, D.C. I really did feel that up until recently. However, upon further reflection, I've concluded that the failure to protect the national power grid is by design and with intent. I've recently learned that officials in the Obama administration were actively blocking any possibility of the recommendations of the EMP Commission becoming successful. That report, which is 208 pages, released 2008, is a free download at my website. That, of course, thelibertyman.com. As most of you know, I've been a homicide detective most of my adult life and an intelligence analyst before that. By both education and profession, I'm trained to find evidence, analyze it, and make conclusions based on that evidence. Based on the evidence I've found, I can come to no other conclusion other than the complete failure to protect the national power grid is by design and with intent, the goal being to prepare the USA for a successful invasion by our enemies. that being the Russians, the Chinese, and their allies. With all of that above in mind, here are a couple of unknowns. At least they are not unknown to me. Number one, does President Trump plan to move forward to protect the national power grid? Number two, if so, will he be able to do so in time? Absent having answers to the two above questions, I advocate the following. Number one, prepare for both a grid down scenario and invasion. Number two, pray for God's healing and protection. Now. I know all too well the enormity of what I advocate. I also know that failure to do so could result in serious injury or death. My recommendation is to become part of a hobby farm that's self-sufficient, 100 miles or more away from a major city and 800 feet plus above current sea level, holds true. I end with saying, may God bless him and save America. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. I talk to Tim Spencer pretty much 7 days a week, occasionally skip a day. We've become very good friends over the years. He's a very bright man. He's had severe health issues most of his adult life, going back to his early 20s when he was injured twice on two different U.S. Navy submarines. Despite that, despite the radiation poisoning that he was subjected to 8 hours a day, 7 days a week for 6 months, which destroyed his pancreas, making him a diabetic, leading to other health issues. Despite his breaking his back on another submarine tour, which led to multiple surgeries and taking every pain medication known to mankind for the last 30 years up until 7 years ago when he started using the energy cleaner. Despite those things, he moved his family to the Missouri Ozarks, built himself a nice home, has a hobby farm, a beautiful family, beautiful grandchildren, and a positive attitude. He has a weekly radio show that I encourage you to listen to on here on Republic Broadcasting, 10 a.m. till noon Central Time at Republic Broadcasting. His website is ruralsurvival.info, ruralsurvival.info. Literally hundreds of articles there that will help you gain the knowledge you need to be on and be successful at your hobby farm. He also has some interesting products for sale. One of them, the main one, being the flash drives that he offers. More than 1,000, I believe it's more than 1,200 books and other publications on a flash drive. Now you may say, John, what about EMP? Well, here's the deal. You need to protect the flash drive from EMP and flash and protect some kind of electronic equipment to read it on, obviously. Protect it from EMP. And I'm learning more and more about EMP all the time, talking to bona fide electronic engineers like my friend Tom Berryhill, who will be with us at the bottom of the hour. But if you do protect the flash drive and the electronic device to read it on, which can be a tablet, by the way, it doesn't have to be a computer, you've got quite a home library there. Now, the index for the flash drive is there at Tim's website. You can read it. It's about 70 pages, I believe, listing all the books and publications. You'll find dozens that you'll just be tickled pink to have in your private personal library. I know I'm glad I got mine. Very glad. The first dozen publications have to do with canning food. Lots of great information there. Life-saving information, by the way. So check out the flash drive at Tim's website. Be a great gift for somebody. Got the holiday season coming up. He tries to keep 10 or 15 in stock all the time. And check that out. I think you'll be very glad you did. The fires in Metro Los Angeles area and north are destroying tens of millions of dollars of property, people's homes, people's personal possessions, family photographs and documents that can't be replaced. If you know somebody who lives in that area, help them out any way you can. They, quite frankly, with winds going, being recorded at 80 miles an hour, these fires are moving very fast. And these people need our prayers out there, no doubt. If you live anywhere near those fires, I would advise you to collect up family heirlooms, family photographs, documents, and be prepared to bug out well in advance of the fire getting to your home. You don't want to be. I saw a video this morning of the interstate highway there. I think it was 405 with traffic going one way, moving along quite well, and the other one, other direction, completely stopped. Just thousands of cars just stopped. It was nighttime. You don't want to be put in that position. You really don't. So, getting back to North Korea, I was watching a former lieutenant colonel of the U.S. Army. He has a YouTube channel that is called The Powder Expositor, P-O-T-T-E-R, Expositor. And he repeats something I've been hearing a lot, is that North Korea is being aided and abetted by the CIA. I have not personally seen evidence of that. The evidence I am aware of is Red China helping the North Koreans. Now, I've known about that for decades, and the evidence is abundant. Both Red China and Russia, by the way. North Korea has been a client state of Communist China for decades, going back to before the Korean War. And of course, we all know that the Communist Chinese troops came across the river to attack the Americans. It was all wars are brutal and barbaric, and this was no exception. The Americans that went to that war were not properly equipped or prepared to deal with that harsh winter that they faced. The World War II winter gear that they had, which was really completely inadequate and not well suited for that war. And a lot of things. I mean, it was sometimes the Korean War is sometimes called the Forgotten War. At the time, they were attempting to call it a police action. I don't know why. It was an attempt to be politically correct, I guess. Running a country is a family business for the family that runs it. The grandson of the man who started the country is now running it. It is a clear and present danger. I don't want to dwell too much on who is making it happen behind the scenes. Is it the CIA? I don't know. I haven't seen the evidence. Maybe it is. If it's Red China involved, of course Red China is involved. There is plenty of evidence of that. Does it matter? Not really. What matters is North Korea does possess both nuclear weapons and delivery system. Keeping in mind, the former director of the CIA, Mr. Woolsey, told us all in September that the two satellites that govern the United States twice a day, every 12 hours, on a polar orbit, have nuclear weapons on them. So why get all caught up in whether ballistic missiles can reach us or not, when twice a day, every 12 hours, we have not one, but two satellites equipped with nuclear devices going over the American homeland here. This is pretty serious stuff. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 7th day of December. I would be remiss if I did not mention the day that lived in infamy, the day that lives in infamy, December 7th, 1941. Japanese Imperial Navy attacked the United States Naval Base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. It was not a surprise attack, not a surprise to Franklin Roosevelt, anyway. Franklin Roosevelt knew the attack was coming. Winston Churchill got the information, gave the information to Joe Kennedy, the father of John Kennedy, the ambassador to England, by the way. I guess if you sell enough illegal whiskey, you get to be the ambassador to England. But that's a different story. And Ambassador Joe Kennedy hand-carried that message from Winston Churchill to Franklin Roosevelt, giving the information on the attack on Pearl Harbor. Franklin Roosevelt was Secretary of the Navy during World War I. Franklin Roosevelt knew very intimately the true nature of naval warships, naval battles, naval warfare. His goal was to get us involved in World War II. That's what he wanted. World War II had been going on already since 1939. So you got 1939, 1940, all of 1941. Basically 3 years, World War II had already been going on. The United States did not want to get in. We just had finished a war only 20-something years before, a little more than 20 years. The United States did not want to get involved in another war. Let the Europeans and the Asians have their wars. We didn't need it. We had no reason to be involved in that war, those wars. But Franklin Roosevelt and the international banking cartel wanted us in that war. And what better way to do that than a surprise attack on a naval base on a Sunday morning? The lowest level of alert, obviously, on a Sunday morning in the tropical paradise of Hawaii. Franklin Roosevelt did everything he could to make sure that it was a successful attack. He ordered all the fighter aircraft parked in circles with the engines facing inward. In case you don't know, airplanes don't have reverse. They can only go forward. That was true in 1941. It's true in 2017. Aircraft don't have reverse. They can only go forward under their own power. He made sure that the new warships, the aircraft carriers, were safely away from Pearl Harbor, couldn't be harmed. And what was left behind were the older, less necessary warships, old battleships that didn't have as much functionality, didn't have as much importance in modern naval warfare, left them behind as tempting targets, like the battleship Arizona that we've all heard about, and others. Tempting targets early on a Sunday morning, December 7th. The admiral in charge of Pearl Harbor requested a court-martial. He wanted a court-martial. He wanted to be court-martialed. What a court-martial would have done would have given him something he didn't have, the power of subpoena, the power to take depositions. He didn't have that unless he was court-martialed. He wanted to be court-martialed to clear his name and to establish what really happened December 7th, 1941. Of course, he never got his court-martial. And basically, his career was toast. He was finished. He was disgraced because of the consequences of that morning. Didn't have to happen. We had no business being in World War II. You may say, what about that horrible person, Adolf Hitler? My response is, how about our horrible ally, Joe Stalin, who murdered 3 to 4 times as many people as Adolf Hitler murdered? Yeah, how about that? Our ally, who murdered 3 to 4 times the number of people murdered by Adolf Hitler's armies. No, we had no business being on either side of that war. Both sides were evil. Our ally was incrementally 200 to 300 times more evil than our enemy, Adolf Hitler. If you measure evil by how many people were murdered, our ally was far worse. Our side, you know, our ally made it our side. The guy that shared champagne with President Roosevelt. Our side was far more evil than the other side, if you just measure evil by the number of bodies. How about that? We got a bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill, and we'll talk about the energy cleaner. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe, trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Thursday, the 7th day of December. Usually we have Tom Berryhill call, and it looks like we have Tom with us. We take 24 minutes a week to talk about a marvelous product that's literally, not figuratively, literally saving people's lives. I'm at a point now that you're number 8 selling this marvelous product, and of course, which of course I use every night myself, and my darling wife, Marianne, Dr. Moore, uses it every night when she can. Sometimes she can't. And other members of my family use the Energy Cleaner as well. A marvelous healing device. We begin these conversations with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of Energy Cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Okay. That said, Tom, I got an interesting email from a listener. Her and her husband have an energy cleaner. They initially thought that the wife needed an energy cleaner, so they just got a twin-size pad to put on their queen-size bed, which was fine, and the wife was getting relief, and the husband thought, well, maybe he needed some relief also. So he started using it and was getting a relief. And then they both wanted the twin-size pad. Of course, it doesn't cover up very much of a queen-size bed. So they ended up putting the twin-size pad in the middle of the bed and trying to share it. And now, of course, they've got a queen-size pad on order. So, because they were basically having a tussle over who gets to use the energy cleaner. But I'm at a point now, Tom, this being your number 8, where I would say about half my orders are repeat customers. A father gets an energy cleaner, for example. This is another example earlier this week. And he's getting great results. His young adult daughter in college had some health issues, so he graciously gave his energy cleaner to his daughter. Now he's ordering a second one for himself. And this is the gift-giving time of year between Thanksgiving and Christmas. People are pondering and thinking, what can I give this person? I know it's an issue. Some people are more difficult than others. I'm very difficult to find gifts for myself. And the energy cleaner is a marvelous gift, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, it really is, John. And I've given the energy cleaners as gifts many times. So they're very well received, especially with people that have already used them in the past or know somebody that has. If it's somebody that's never tried it before, well, you're going to have to bring them up to speed with a quick education on what it can do for them. So, but it's a great gift idea this time.
It is. We got a caller on hold here, and if you got a question or comment, we're talking about the energy cleaner at 800-313-9443. We've got Tony in North Dakota. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, John and Tom. Just wanted to give you an update on the energy cleaner that I had purchased. A little history of why I purchased it. I had hurt my hip doing some flooring in the summer to the point where I couldn't walk, sit, sleep. And I thought my life was pretty much over because I've got a ranch to take care of here. And then in September, I got a pain in my back and that radiated down my right arm, making my right arm useless. And I went to the doctor, and they said, well, you got some arthritis and a pinched nerve, and they gave me some muscle relaxants and a pain pill. And I looked at those pain pills, and I said to myself, do I really want to take these things, or do I want to listen to John and Tom and maybe buy that energy cleaner? So I did, and you sent me some back in October. I don't know if you remember. But when I got that energy cleaner, I was, you know, skeptical, but I put that thing on. The first night I slept with that thing, I had a kind of a metallic taste in my mouth, and I noticed, you know, I can smell things I never smelled before. And in 2 weeks, now I'm a violin player. Losing your right arm ability is devastating. I couldn't play the violin. I couldn't even hardly lift my arm. In 2 weeks, my arm, I could feel nothing. I was back playing the violin again. My hip, which I could hardly walk or sit or sleep, well, now I would say that in a month and, what, a little over a month, month and a half or so of using that energy cleaner, I'm 80% gone with that left hip. I can sit, I can sleep, and you, I tell you, I have never slept like I have slept with that energy cleaner. I don't know if God gave you the secret to that thing, Tom, but if he gave you that secret and you pass it on through John, boy, I'll tell you, I'm thanking you 100 times over. And, John, you could offer a one-year return, and you ain't getting it back.
I probably should go ahead and make it 90 days at least, don't you think there, Tony?
No, it wouldn't make any difference. You ain't getting it back.
I know.
Well, I just wanted to call in and thank you so much. Sometime I'll tell you what it did to my daughter who had surgery and to my granddaughter who hurt her knee. It's amazing. I made a little chair out of, you said something about chicken wire. I made a little, what I call a healing chair, and they sat in that, and it did them wonders. Anyway, thank you both very much. I just wanted to quickly jump in here and let you know about that.
Well, Tony, we appreciate that. Don't be a stranger. We really appreciate your calling on.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. North Dakota. Now, you don't know what winter is till you've been to North Dakota.
It gets cold there, John.
You don't have a clue what winter is till you've been to North Dakota.
Yeah, it gets awfully cold there.
Oh, baby.
John, I recently shipped three energy cleaners to a woman, of all places, about as far north as you can go in the States, Barrow, Alaska. And she told me the day we spoke on the phone, she said they're having a relatively mild day. It was 20 degrees. And the cold weather would be coming in soon. So that's now that place gets very, very cold.
Oh, yeah.
She's helping the native population up there that has issues with pain, and I thought it was really really nice what that nice lady was setting up for them. And we can talk about, you know, Tony said something about where did this idea come from. I mean,
Tom took the idea from Lee Kroc and streamlined the manufacture of it to where it no longer costs $3,000 each, and now $285 shipping included. But go ahead, Tom, and give a summary of how Lee Kroc developed this marvelous device.
Well, the quick story is that Lee, after he got to know me a little bit, I started working with him. He actually told me the whole story, and he said one night, about 2 in the morning, he woke up, he was awakened, the whole room was lit up, bright as daylight, no lights were on, but the room was lit, and projected on the wall was information he needed to do. He said an angel was talking to him. Now, this is what the man told me, and right. He says I had no clue why this angel was talking to me and telling me to proceed with this idea. So he said I was writing everything down, and then that woke his wife up, and she asked, what are you doing? He says, an angel's talking to me and telling me to write these notes down and take this information, get it into a written form. And she says, well, why don't you turn on the light so you can see what you're doing? Now, the room was totally illuminated for Lee, right. But his wife right. was in darkness. Right. It was very, very interesting hearing the story. So after several years, it finally occurred to me, once I learned a little bit more about Lee, he was very, very wealthy. You wouldn't know it meeting him or talking to him. He was pretty low-key about things. But he owned numerous businesses, and he told me one time it varied a little bit, but around 430 people on his various payrolls. So he had quite a huge payroll that he had to take care of in his various companies. So I told Lee, I said, you know, it's occurred to me that we were drawn together because you needed somebody to help you with this, and you had the financial capabilities to make it happen, to lay the groundwork and get it going, and I had the technical and production capacity here to produce them. And the rest is history. And we started with this in March of 2000. We've been going at it quite a while. But that's how it all started. And the early units were built in the wood boxes, and they were sold for $3,000, and people were lined up, and they were very happy to pay it because of the results they were getting. And the word spread quickly, and people came from all over the world to visit him. Well, Lee died, and he passed on in March of 2010, and he always told me that if anything happened to him, he was gone. He said, I would hope you would continue on. So we did. And then John, I had a... Later that year, it was around July of that year, had a chance meeting with you. I hadn't talked to you in a while, right, and I bumped into you on a parking lot. And
it was chance to you and I, but in hindsight, it wasn't chance.
No, right. And you said you have time for coffee, and we went down the street to a local restaurant. We sat there and talked for a while, and you asked me, you still working with the energy cleaner? I said, sure. And I said, well, you've got your radio broadcast. You could easily market these things if you wanted to. And you said, well, let's look at it. So I got you a couple of units. You worked on them and checked it out. And then shortly after that, we started. And it took off like a rocket. And then, of course, shortly after that, Tim Spencer came on board. You wanted to help Tim, and he had some major health issues, and you were able to get Tim pointed in the right direction, and it's really, really benefited him. So... And that's what we do for everybody. We try to get the word out the best we can. And we've got these energy cleaner units installed worldwide. Well, they're everywhere.
What happened with you and I, that apparent chance meeting of you and I in a parking lot, in hindsight, was not chance. The word is synchronicity. Things happen for a reason. We may not understand it at the time. We may not recognize it at the time. We may not even like it at the time. But things happen for a reason. And now here we are, you're number 8, working on this project together, shipping these things to every continent except the Antarctic, with 3,000 people at McMurdo Station counting penguins taking ice core samples. There's highly likelihood that there's several energy cleaners down there, but they aren't talking. But regardless, it's a fun project, and very gratifying, very humbling to have people let me know that myself and Tom and the energy cleaner have helped save their lives. Our friend Steve Whitman, for example, gives the energy cleaner credit for saving his life, both using the energy cleaner before he was shot 3 times with a .45 and the rapid, excellent recovery afterwards. And that's just one of hundreds of examples. This is a fall season, and the gift-giving season, I find it challenging to stay caught up with orders. My mattress pad supplier, Tom, this is their busy time of year, and I've had orders pending now. This is the third week waiting for mattress pads to be delivered. They will get here, and I will reconfigure them, and I will get them out the door to the Cherryville Post Office, where you can get all the coffee you want to drink for 75 cents and all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for less than $10 on Friday evenings. But I will get them there and get them shipped out all over the planet, as I always do. So you folks that are waiting, just be patient. I know you want to get your life back ASAP, but I'm a captive audience to the mattress pad supplier. And, of course, Tom, you're doing a yeoman's job of getting energy cleaners manufactured, getting them to me. I hope to be picking up another shipment from you soon, and we can talk privately about that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a new listener and you want, what are these guys talking about? This is a radio. There's always new listeners. The energy cleaner is a healing device. It's not a TENS unit. It's not a Rife frequency generator. It's entirely different technology. A black plastic box the size of a cigar box takes 9D as in Delta, 9 D-cell batteries, no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, simply one place to plug in one wire, which can be attached to the mattress pads I sell or a homemade pad you make yourself with aluminum screen wire. And that signal goes to every cell in your body, the electrostatic signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. We focus on pain mitigation. You all heard Tony from North Dakota. Pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep, both of which Tony experienced, and both of which you most likely will experience also. I'm going to take Tony's advice, Tom. I'm going to go ahead and extend the warranty to 90 days. That will be some help, I believe, and maybe getting some of these energy cleaner procrastinators to get off the fence, because our experience has been typically 3 days to a week at the most. People start getting relief, don't they, Tom?
Well, that's true, and in many cases, we've had seminars in my local area here, and I'll put those on for people that are interested. And several times, John, we've had people actually get pain relief in less than 1 hour. And I always remember, and I've mentioned before, about the lady that came in a wheelchair. She didn't have to be in a wheelchair all the time, but it was just better for her to be in a wheelchair when she was out around town. And so everybody knew this lady, and they knew she wasn't planted there. It wasn't any kind of a scam, because I didn't know any. I knew a few of the people, but I didn't know this woman, and her friends suggested she come to this seminar. So she wanted to try, so we set up a demo unit and put a pad in her wheelchair, and she sat on that. And, you know, after about, it was maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, she says, you know, I don't have any pain anymore. And she was very, very thrilled. And she purchased the unit right then and there. And I remember when she left that evening, she used the wheelchair, kind of like a forklift. She put the energy cleaner in there and put her purse on there and used and pushed everything out, but she actually walked out of the building. She walked
behind the wheelchair instead of being seated in the wheelchair.
That's correct. And she called me several days later to tell me how much it had helped her. And she says, you know, I don't even take the wheelchair with me anymore when I go out around town. And she was just thrilled. So we hear these kind of stories. Now, John, some people are on pain medications, and they just can't quite get away from it because their pain issues are just really, really bad. And I know Tim Spencer had some issues with that. He was still on some pain meds, and he said the energy cleaner helped quite a bit, but he would occasionally take some medication. But I've had many of these people tell me while they couldn't totally get away from it, they cut down their dosages by like 80%. I remember one gentleman right. telling me that. He said, I use 80% less medication now, and many days I don't need anything at all. And then, John, you'll always remember the gentleman from Wisconsin that called in about his father-in-law who was in so much pain, all he could do is moan and groan 24 hours a day and sit in his recliner chair. He had pain issues so bad that morphine would not even help. And that well, man purchased an energy cleaner for his father-in-law, and I remember him calling us about 3 weeks later. He called
in. Hold that thought, Tom. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We're back, J.R. Morey, on Thursday, the 7th of December. Tom, let's finish your story there.
The gentleman in Wisconsin ordered the energy cleaner. I'd say about 3 weeks later, he called your show to give us an update, and he said the first night his father-in-law used that energy cleaner on his reclining chair, his pain went away. And remember now, this was a pain issue that morphine would not take care of. So this man got his life back, and we heard about how he was going around town and visiting and going fishing and just doing everything he wanted to do in the past but couldn't because of these pain issues. So we hear these types of things. Many times we don't hear anything, John. The people get the unit. We never hear from them again unless they order another one or a friend of theirs calls and wants one just like it. But that's usually what happens. People, they don't want to talk to us. They want to go forward. They got their
health
back.
That's
they want
right.
to go forward.
Well,
but
I
it's nice, like Tony called. Yeah. It was nice that Tony called. We like to hear testimonials from people. It helps quite a bit.
Well, it helps people that are pondering this. Ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaners are for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. You check out, we've got the patent application details there. We just gave you a quick overview of how this came to be. But the patent application details are there, and the mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner are listed for sale there. It's a great combination. Most people these days, Tom, they're going ahead and getting a mattress pad at the get-go with the energy cleaner so they can get the maximum relief just as quickly as possible. Keep in mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. And, of course, I take PayPal. Now, PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online, and PayPal now takes payments if you live in the USA. You can spread out that dollar amount over several months if you need to. And I got people sending me checks also. If you want to mail me a check, my address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Tom, did we pick a postcard last week? I'm trying to refresh my memory.
I believe the last one you picked was a lady in Arizona, I believe, but I never got any indication that it should be shipped out. So,
right. But which Thursday was it? Was that last Thursday or the first Thursday before? You don't know either.
the days roll together, you know. I know we didn't pick one last week. I don't believe.
Okay. Well, let me see here. Let me reach to the envelope and pick one out. And here, I got it. Okay. We've got Bruce. Bruce, area code 928, and he's in Yuma, Arizona. Bruce in Yuma, Arizona. I'll be contacting you, Bruce, let you know that your postcard was picked. And Diane from last week has not got back with me yet. So that's her loss. And maybe Diane will get back with us. Tom, thank you, sir. We'll be talking privately soon.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate it. We've got top of the hour break. We'll have open lines. I don't believe Don Kubley's going to call, but he might if he's back from Bangladesh and India and that part of the world. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.